Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Chulin Daf Kuf Amud Bet. At the top of the Amud, about to take a look at the final Mishnah in this, the seventh Perek, about Gidon Asher. Noheg b'tohara v'eino noheg b'tmeya, Rabbi Yehuda omer af b'tmeya. This is a machloket that I mentioned at the very beginning of the Perek, and in a sense it courses through the Perek, the machloket Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda, about when the mitzvah of Gidon Asher was given, and as a result of that, whether it applies to non-kosher animals. Chachamim say it does not, Rabbi Yehuda says it does. Let's hear the argument. Rabbi Yehuda, v'lo m'nei Yaakov nesar Gidon Asher, v'adayin be'emat me'a muteret lahen. After all, the Gidon Asher was prohibited from the times of Yaakov, and at that point they were allowed to eat be'emat me'a. Amr lo b'sinai nemar, ela sh'nichtav bimkomo. Their answer was that really the prohibition was given at Sinai, but it was written in Bereishit in the point of the story, so we'd understand what the etiology of the prohibition was. V'sav Rabbi Yehuda, Isur Chalal Isur? Does Rabbi Yehuda really think that Isur Chalal Isur, such that when the prohibition of Tamei kicks in, that it piles on top of Gid, or vice versa? Let's see. Vatanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yacholte, Nivlat Of Tamei, Metamei, Begadim, Vetablia. I might think that if, let's say, an ostrich dies, and you eat it, that there's Tumat Begadim, Tamanomer, Velao Trefa, Lo Yuchala Tomava. What's defined as an Velao Trefa? Mishi Isuro Mishum Baal Tochal Nevela. Only something is prohibited only by dint of being in a Vela. This is Asur because it's an Of Tamei. So you see that he's not willing to say, not only is it an ostrich, but now it's a nevela. Once it's an ostrich, it's a tosser. So you could posit as follows. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Gid didn't have no taste. Even if you have a pig, Isur Gid, Ika Isur Tumaleka. All you have is the Isur Gid. There is no Isur of eating chazer if you're eating a piece, which is like a bone. But that's not true, because Rabbi Yehuda ain't beginning to intam. He certainly doesn't hold that. V'atanya ochel Gidon Asher shel be'emat me'a. He says explicitly, if you eat the Gidon Asher of a pig or a horse or an elephant, whatever it might be, Yehuda mechayev shtayim. Says you chayev twice for two makot, one for tmeya, one for gid, which means that the gid has taste. Rabbi Shimon Poter, we'll get back to that in a little bit. So let's look at Rabbi Yehuda. Le'olam kasav yesh begid minot intam. He holds that it has tam, and that's why you get makot, double makot. Kasavar noheg b'shalil. It must be that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Isur Gid applies in utero. The Isur Gid v'Isur Tumah v'Adei Adikati. It's no longer an issue of Isur v'Chalal Isur, because at the same point that the embryo is formed and it becomes an Isur of Chazer or an Isur of Gamal, the Isur Gid kicks in. So Mimar Tzav Noeg B'Shalil, but Rabbi Yehuda certainly does not say Noeg B'Shalil. V'Adam Noeg B'Shalil V'Yiromer, and Noeg B'Shalil V'Chabo Mutar. We had that in the beginning of our parak. Rabbi Yehuda says it does not apply in utero. Gidon Asher does not apply. The answer is, Aha, Hani Mili Gabe Tahora. Rabbi Yehuda only says that Gidon Asher does not apply in utero with a Tahora, like a sheep. T'Rachman Amar Kol Bab Behima Ota Tochelu. And if you recall, that was the pasuk we learned, Behema Bivehema Tatochelu, to teach that an animal that's inside of another animal may be eaten, meaning everything in an embryo is mutar, that's only in a Behema Tahara, Aval Bitmea Noheg. Maybe Sugid kicks in the minute that it's formed. But we have another problem, we already dealt with this. How could you possibly say that the Isur Tuma and Isur Gid come simultaneously? Fatnan, we have that Mishnah Nazir. Al Elu Tumot HaNazir Megaleach. For what kind of Tuma does a Nazir have his Nazirut interrupted? It's Tumat Mate. Al Hamate V'Alkazayit Min Hamate. For Kashlan, we asked over there, Alkazayit Min Hamate Megaleach Al Hamate Kulo Lo Kol Shekein. If he loses his Tuma and has to shave, etc., for a kazayit min hamet, certainly for a whole mate he does. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, had Rabbi Yochanan justify it. Lo nitzucha ela nefel shon kashuei v'ra b'gidin. Hamet that we're talking here is about a miscarriage who had not yet had his organs tied together by tendons, which means that from that physiology, mammals first develop into beings that already have a definition before the gidim are in. So you see the Tumah comes first. So afagav isur tuma kadim ati isur gid chayale. So now we're going to step back and say, you know what? Rabbi Yehuda is comfortable with the idea that isur chalal isur when the second isur is more chamur. Shekin isur ha'gvenei noach. And what's the chumrah? It is a isur that predated Har Sinai. Dekaram and approve it to you. Diktaniam Rabbi Yehuda v'halom bnei Yaakov nesar gid nashah. Became Asur at, from Yaakov's time. So Rabbi Yehuda's whole point was not just that it became that the Isur started back then and therefore it applies to Tmeah, but also that explains why Isur Chalal Isur because it's so Chamur. Alright, Gufa. And Rabbi Shimon Poter. The question now about Rabbi Shimon. How could Rabbi Shimon say Potur? Shemanavshach. Let's see his position. Either way, it's a problem. E Isur Chalal Isur. If he holds the Isur Chalal Isur, the Chayv Mishum Gid, you should be Chayv for both. He ain't Isur Chalal Isur. If not, then the Chayv Mishum Tumah de Kadim. At least you should be Chayv for eating Chazer, if you ate the Gid of a Chazer. If he ain't the Gid of a Chazer, so your answer would be that Gidim have no taste. So if that's the case, the Chayv Mishum Gid, then eating a Gid is a problem. So Rabbi Yehuda Kassar, ain't the Gid of a Chazer. Rabbi Shimon certainly holds Gidim have no taste, and therefore really you should be Chayv for Gid. What's the Torah say about Gid HaNasheh? They're not allowed to eat Gid HaNasheh. Meaning only an animal where the only thing that's Asur is the Gid, the rest is Mutar. As opposed to, let's say, a horse, where the Gid is Asur and everything else is Asur, and therefore that's not an Isur of Gid HaNasheh. Sort of a unique local form of Isur Chalal Isur. Let's say you had an animal drop dead, a kosher animal drop dead, and you ate the Gid HaNasheh. A mayor machayev shtar. Mayor says you chayev twice, two sets of makot, one for nevela, one for gid. We'll see which one. Umodim chacham nor mayor ba'ochel Gid HaNasheh shel olav shel shor niskal shachayev shtayim. Chum agree with mayor that if you ate not from a nevela but from olah and Gid HaNasheh, Gid HaNasheh olah or shor niskal, an animal that has set to be killed and is asur b'hana'ah, then you get two. Now, let's see who this is. Uman haitana to be isur kolel, isur chal isur leitlei. Remember, we're dealing here with a notion called isur kolel. So let's step back a little bit, a little explanation. There is a general principle that ain't isur chal al isur, meaning something once it's banned cannot become more banned. It can't become worse. But there are two major exceptions to that, and they are isur mosif and isur kolel. And a simple way to read it is as follows. Isur Mosif is when the object in the next stage of becoming what we're calling more Asur became Asur to a greater class of people. And the classic example of that is if you have a woman who was became a widow, and then after she became a widow, she married a man and he divorced her. Now she's become a Grusha. Now as an Almanah, she only became prohibited to Kohen Gadol. Once she became a grusha, she became prohibited to all kohanim. So even for the kohen gadol, that's called now an isur mosif, and if he would have relations with her, he'd get two sets of makot. There is another kind, which is called isur kolel. Isur kolel is when a broader range of things have become asur, among which ours is one of them. So for instance, if you have an animal that dropped dead on a Erev Yom Kippur, and right now, only it is Asur, other foods are Mutar. The next day, it joins a larger group of things that are Asur, which is all foods. So now, if you would eat that in Nevelah Yom Kippur, you'd be Chayiv twice. Now that's Isur Kolel. But here we have a Tana who does not accept Isur Kolel, because they say that if you have a Gid HaNasheh Shel Nevelah, you only get one set of Makot. And it should be Isur Kolel, because once the thing became a Nevelah, now the whole thing is Asur, and it has Tumah. So therefore, you should have two, but they don't accept that. But they do agree that when it's an Isur Chamur, like Shor HaNiskal, then you do have it. So who is that? Man Haitana, to be Isur Kolel, Isur Chal Isur Leit. Maybe Isur Kolel, the Isur Chamur Yid Leit. Okay. Amarav Rehose Glili. He identifies Rabbi Yose Glili. None. Here we go. Tamei She'achal Kodesh. And one more preface. If you are Tamei and you eat Kodshim that are Tahor, you get Karet. If you're Tahor and you eat Kodshim that are Tamei, that's a lav. Now, Tamei She'achal Kodesh. Bein Kodesh, Tamei, Bein Kodesh, Tahor. Whether the Kodesh is Tahor or Tamei, Chayav. You Chayav, Karet, for eating Kodesh. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer Tamei Shachalta Tahor Chayav Tamei Shachalta Tamei Patur. If what you ate was Tahor, you're Chayav, but if what you ate was anyways Tamei, then you're Patur. Why? Shlachal Adavar Tamei. What you ate was something Tamei. Amrulu Af Tamei Shachalta Tahor Shinagabo Timahu. Even when a Tahor guy, a Tamei guy eats something Tahor, he makes it Tamei before he puts it in his mouth because he touched it. That's the Mishnah. Mishnah Zvachim. Shaper Kamri the Rabbanu Rabbi Yosef Glili. So now our comment is they had a very good comeback to him. What's his answer? V'yama Rav, and what did Rav explain there? When the guy became Tamei before the meat became Tamei, so the guy became Tamei at 9 o'clock in the morning, went to a funeral. And at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, that Basar became Tamei through something else. Everybody agrees that when he eats it, he is Chayav. Why? Tisar Karet Kadim, because he became Tamei first, so all Kodshim now were under a status of Karet if he would eat them, meaning he gets Karet for eating them. The fact that it subsequently became Tamei before he ate it doesn't erase that. Ki Pligi, when Rabbi Yosef Glili and Chacham disagree, but Nitma Basar Hakin Maguf, at 9 o'clock in the morning, the meat became Tamei. He went to a funeral at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, then ate the meat at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. That's why they disagree. Why? Rabbanan ilu iser kolel. Rabbanan says it's an iser kolel, and therefore migo de mechayv achatichot torot dalma mechayv na mechatichat tmeya. Since at 3 o'clock when he went to the funeral, he now is chayav for eating kodshim that are tahor. As a result, he's now also chayav for eating kodshim that are tamei. He said, "Glivu le the iser kolel the migo lomrin," and he doesn't accept that principle. And he says the guy was this piece was already tamei. And therefore, when I become Tamei, this thing can't become any worse. It's just a lav. Rabbi Yosef Glini, the Isur Kol Leitle, be Isur Kal Yavo Isur Chamur Yachul Al Isur Kal. But let's think about it. Even though Rabbi Yosef Glini may not say that Isur Kol El affects Isur Kal Isur, it doesn't add on. But here you got something very simple. When you became Tamei at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, that's much more Chamur. It's a Karet. Umayni Utumat Aguf. Shri Tumat Aguf Bekaret. So when you became Tamei at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, this should now be Isur Chamur, kind of like our Gita Rashev, Asur Ashur Niskal. So Ravashi has got a very brilliant answer. So Man Le Malan Tumat Aguf Chamur, who says that when you become Tamei it's Chamur? Tumat Basar Chamur. Maybe when the meat becomes Tamei it's more Chamur. The Leitli Tara B'Mikvah, because that can't be fixed in a mikvah, unlike you who are Tamei. So therefore, who's to say which is more Chamur? Okay, but this is all premised on the idea that Rabbi Yosef Glili late the Isur Kolel. He does not accept Isur Kolel as being Isur Chalal Isur. But that doesn't work for Atanya. Watch this. Shabbat v'Yom Kippurim, meaning if Yom Kippurim fell on Shabbat, Shagag v'Asa Malacha, and you forgot at all that it was any special day, and you did Malacha, how do I know that you're Chayiv separately for Shabbat and for Yom Kippur, two Chataot? Tamad Lomar Shabbati and Yom Kippurim, who each day has its own definition. To Rabbi Yosef Glili. Rabbi Kiva Mayano Chayav Alachar. Rabbi Kiva says you only Chayav once. So you see that Rabbi Yosef Glili says that Isur Chalal Isur. You're Isur Kolel. So Shalach Ravin Mishum Rabbi Yosef Chanina. Ravin sent the answer from Eretz Yisrael. Kachat Sasha Mishnah. You got the Mishnah right. Ve'epuch, but it's backwards. Rabbi Kiva's the one who says Chayav twice. Rabbi Yosef Glili says once. And that's the end of the problem. Now everything fits. So Yitzchak by Yaakov by Giyur Mishvun Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yosef Glili Lamaida Afchan. Once we switched it, Rabbi Yosef Glili says you only chayiv once. What about this? Shagag v'Shabbat v'Zid b'Yom Kippurim chayav. So if you thought it was Sunday, but you knew it was Yom Kippur, then you're chayav because of Shabbat. But Hezid b'Shabbat Shagag v'Yom Kippurim. But let's say you knew it was Shabbat, but you didn't know it was Yom Kippur. You forgot about that and did Malacha. You'd be patur. Why? Because you're not chayav for Shabbat. That was mazy. There's no chatat there. And shagam yom kippurim. Let's see why. My time, huh? Rabbi Shabbat kviya v'kaim yom kippurim beidin de kakavilei. He said, Rabbi gives a very strange explanation. He says that Shabbat essentially comes first because Shabbat is written into creation every 7 days. And Yom Kippur really depends on a Beit Din's declaration 10 days earlier. So Rabbi doesn't like that. He says, Amalei Rava, sof, tavai bade arayikatu. Shabbat Yom Kippurim still arrive at the same moment. The Isser kicks in together. What the sequence and the foundation of the holiday is not my issue. Alama Rava, he says, Shema Dahave. That particular ruling was not a general ruling. It was a particular case where there was a Shmad, where they made a decree that you can't keep Yom Kippur. Reshalchu mitam. What was the ruling in Eretz Yisrael? Yom Kippur dehashata Shabbatahu. They're going to celebrate Yom Kippur that year. They moved it to Shabbat. Why? Because the Romans, whoever were persecuting them, wouldn't figure that they were celebrating Yom Kippur, because they know that every Shabbat they don't do malacha. And they kind of buried it there, which means it really wasn't Yom Kippur at all. All the Nechute that came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel explained that ruling in light of that very odd case, and had nothing to do with Shabbat coming before Yom Kippurim. Okay, we're going to pick it up from here into the next podcast, take a look at how the discussion between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim plays out in his presentation that the Isur of Gidon HaShe goes back to the times of Yaakov. Meantime, you should have a wonderful day.